864.
Amend on-call contracts for architecture and engineering services to support the Portland Bureau of Transportation as required for capital projects to add $1,025,000 in total contract authority funded by the fiscal year 2015-16 adopted budget.
Well, Commissioner Novick, why are we building more things?
Well, we have more money than we expected. So because we have more money to do more stuff, then we need more architecture and engineering services. Is that right?
That's correct.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. Andrew Carlstrom, Employee Services Division Manager for PBOT. And with me today is Supervising Engineer Lola Gailey. If you have specific questions about the capital projects related to this contract ordinance. First, PBOT would like to emphasize that the Bureau is requesting amendments to on-call A&E contracts because of the significant one-time General Fund Resources Council dedicated to transportation projects in this fiscal year's budget. And on behalf of PBOT, thank you for the support. PBOT requires additional on-call services capacity through these emergency amendments because the Bureau has tight timelines. As many of these capital projects were not identified until late in the budget process, and PBOT does not possess either the specific expertise or capacity in-house. Council passed Ordinance 186964 in January 2015, providing $1.825 million in total contract authority over nine on-call A&E service areas. The total proposed additional contract authority of $1.025 million in this ordinance is within five of the nine service areas: geotechnical services, structural engineering, traffic signal design, and street design. Portland's capital projects and engineering staff determined that this is the amount of additional capacity needed now to ensure an adequate supply of services. But please note that even with the passage of this ordinance, PBOT will require additional on-call capacity beyond the Bureau's immediate need. However, for this purpose, PBOT will have sufficient time to complete a new RFP process, and this work will commence within the next few weeks. PBOT capital project staff worked closely with prime contractors to ensure that should Council authorize this additional capacity, receiving the additional work was contingent on demonstrating specific commitment to MWESB subcontractors. At this time, PBOT's estimate is 30% MWESB utilization for the additional capacity. And to date, in dollars, this is $259,000 of $864,000 in identified specific task orders. And you might be interested to know that of the subcontracted work, 90% is going to subcontractors that are minority-owned or woman-owned businesses. So thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Then a roll call vote, please.
Saltzman? Novick?
Thank you very much.
Aye.
Fritz?
Terrific to see another supervising engineer who's a woman and here and having done many decades of great service for the city. So thank you, Lola, for being here and this great presentation, and also for briefing me and my staff ahead of time on it. I was particularly happy to hear that 90% of the MWESB are minority and women, and 33% is also significant, and I appreciate your additional attention to that in these contracts. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Thank you.